as USDA begins examining the regulatory process on biotechnology, talk to me about some of the things that, some of the concerns or maybe some of the things that the National Corn Growers Association and you as a corn farmer have about the new rule.
When they review the Part 340 or the rule, they then establish a guideline for which any tech provider has to go through a process that they have to go through for any output trade approval, so then something can be commercialized. The science of the biology of developing new traits is quite extensive, and it's very time involved. And when you think about a tech provider having to be concerned with the patent life on a product, they obviously start the patents when they develop something they deem worthy of going for commercialization. Then they start the patent process as well as the approval process. So once you start the patent process, you're eating up that patent life through the approval process, which is an acceptable thing. Once you not only have to get those approvals in the United States, but you have to get approvals for export, as well as other countries have to get import approvals for anything that's developed elsewhere to bring into the United States. So it is a two-way street, but the concern for a corn grower in the Midwest is if we need a trait and it is stuck in the approval process, you are limited to your ability to manage an issue to which that trait addresses. And new technology is just part of a good stewardship program, much like rotating crops. Any bugs or any problems becoming resistant to any type of method you use for control, repeated use of the same product or the same method can allow something in nature to build its own resistance to that product or process. So new products and being able to rotate your control products as well as rotating crops is really critical. So if you can't get the new technology through the approval process, you just keep repeating the same control.